Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa salam. One of the misunderstandings that frequently comes up is when people look at Islam as being a man-made religion. This is a big misunderstanding. If you approach it from that aspect, it will always be confusing. You'll never be able to resolve the issues. All religions are man-made except one, and that's the one that God makes. Because God wouldn't make two religions and then expect you to figure out how come over here on this side of the planet you jump up and down to worship God, and on the other side of the planet you lay down on the ground to worship God. It wouldn't make sense. So there's only one way. And all of the prophets of God, and we know them, they're mentioned in the Torah, the Old Testament. They're mentioned also in the prophets themselves by name, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, etc. And also the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So all of them, they called the same way. They even said, nobody can come to God except by this way. This is the meaning of that statement. You must follow that way, which is to do what? And it constantly calls for a correct belief, a correct worship, and a correct series of actions or obedience to commandments. Commandments are a big, big deal in the Old Testament, but few people realize it. If you really read cover to cover the New Testament, you find exactly the same thing. Again, an insistence on obeying commandments. I'll only quote one for you because this is only a question and answer series, not a seminar. But in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 is one of the references that I like to focus on to show that those who consider that the New Testament is canceling the Old Testament, because there are those who make this statement, but this clearly says the opposite. And I'll give you the reference again so you can write it down. That's Matthew 5 17, 18, 19. And the translation that I have, which is a modern version of the King James Version, it says, "Think not that I came to destroy the law and the prophets." Now this is Jesus speaking. In a red letter edition, these will be all red letters. "Think not that I came to destroy the law and the prophets. I came not to destroy, but rather to fulfill. And not until all things are accomplished," meaning till the last day, "shall a single jot, dot, iota," and I use these words because it depends on which translation you have, "it will be in any wise lessened from the law. And if anybody breaks the smallest commandment and teaches this," meaning that it's okay to do it, "then he will be the least in the kingdom," meaning hell. "And if anybody keeps the commandments and teaches this," meaning that you should keep the commandments, "then he will be in the paradise. And unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees," which were the ones who were in charge of the temple at that time, "then you will in no wise enter paradise." So this is a very clear statement for all of us to consider what the Bible is saying here about itself. It's not saying that, okay, I changed my mind, you can go out and have fun, party hardy marty. It doesn't say that. It has constantly, and please don't think that's the only reference, but there are many who loves the Lord and my Lord and your Lord, my God and your Lord, and follows that, and follows the commandments. He'll be with me in paradise, a statement attributed to Jesus. And we don't find anything different in the Quran. Where we find something different is in commentary by people who came after Jesus, who said that things were okay to do, such as the law. "Because of the law, I sin. Were it not for the law, I wouldn't sin. Therefore, I am dead to the law, and the law is dead to me. And circumcision is now of the heart. No longer circumcision is needed for the males." This is something that becomes circumcision of the heart. So everything became allegorical. But this comes many years after Jesus is gone. But when Muhammad, peace be upon him, comes, he challenges these statements by saying that no, we have to be on the same law that Jesus was on and the same law that the Jews were on, etc., and going back to the beginning. All of this to say one word for you: religion. It's not a religion. It's called deen in Arabic, and it's mistranslated to English by the word religion. Well, the word religion is not being applied in any of the cases in the Quran. It's always the word deen. And why I'm mentioning that is because if you look in the book of Acts of the apostle Saul, who later became Paul when he had his blinding light experience, he says that before he had the blinding light experience, he was persecuting the people of the way, even unto death. Meaning the people of the way, because that's what they were called, and they capitalized with a big W. There is no big or lowercase, uppercase letters in Semitic languages, but in English there is. And so they put a big W to show you that was a proper noun, the people of the way. And he also mentions in another place that they were never called Christians until Antioch. And that's when they were insulted in being called Christians, whereas people today call us Mohammedans, and we consider it an insult because we don't worship Muhammad. So I want to clarify that one word. That word deen means way of life, the way you are. And everybody has a deen. Even those who are disbelievers, according to the Quran, they have a way, their own way. And whenever you're confronted by those who don't choose to follow your way, they want to go out here and worship idols, statues, or claim there is no God, then the response to the Muslim is to tell them, to say to them, lakum dinakum waliya din, which means to you your way and to me my way. It doesn't mean religion. I want to emphasize that over and over, because religions are man-made. And you can identify them quickly by looking at what? Look at the name of the religion itself. Look at the name of the religion. Most of religions are named after what? A person, a place, or a thing, right? Judaism is named after the tribe of Judah, which immediately makes you wonder, what about the other 11 tribes? They couldn't have been Jews. And anybody before that couldn't have been Jews either. So this means that Ismail and Ishaq, or Isaac and Abraham, couldn't have been Jews, because it's from their grandsons, their progeny, who are the tribe of Judah. Next, look at Hinduism, named after a nation of Hindustan. So again, the religion is named after a place. Then Confucianism is named after Confucius, and so on down the line. You find that Christianity originally was called, as we already discussed, the people of the way. But then later they were named after the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and called Christians after that title. So Muslims are called what? Did you know that? Muslims are called what? Muslims, but why? Because it comes from the word Islam. And Islam has to be understood as a verb. It means the surrender, submission, obedience, and sincerity, and peace between you and God, meaning that you're doing what He wants you to do in every single case. No options. You're doing God's will. Whoever does God's will on earth, as it is in heaven, then they are a Muslim, from the word Islam. That's what it means. One who does Islam or God's will on earth is a Muslim. I wanted to clear up that point before we went any further.